This is Velvet Sky, and you're listening to Ringside Podcast, baby. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Ringside Podcast.
Sitting at ringside.
The show that brings you all that is pro wrestling, news, interviews, and opinions.
Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
With Daniel Spencer.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Jeremy Wallman.
I'm the best in the world at what I do.
And Justin Kruger.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
And now let's ring the bell and start the show.
Welcome to the Ringside Podcast. I'm Daniel Spencer.
I'm Jeremy Wallman.
JK in the building, brother.
Okay.
Okay. What, is that a Hogan reference there?
He came back at Crown Jewel, brother.
He did come back at Crown Jewel, and I was happy to see him.
Speaking of Crown Jewels,
yes.
Let's welcome in our guest tonight.
Yes. Who is our guest, Jeremy?
He
Who
is
we got?
The phenomenal, the live wire, KTD.
Oh, my goodness. OVW's own. Since we are the official podcast of OVW,
absolutely.
We have to have the live wire here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's my niece would kill me. Every time we go to the shows, she interacts with them. He gave her his sunglasses one time. I think a couple are they sunglasses or are they just like fake sun?
They're like the Bret Hart thing?
Yeah, they're like the ones they don't have lenses or anything, but they have like the weird little shutter shades.
That's what I was looking for. Okay. And when I told her that we were having you on tonight, she was like, "Oh, exactly. I'm going home this morning, and you're having my favorite over tonight." And I said, "Yeah, because that's how I'm going to torture you mentally." So yes. Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's awesome.
That's terrible.
So, welcome to the show. I'm glad we can have you on. And I hate to make this announcement, but you told us that this is your first podcast.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, what an honor to have you on the Ringside Podcast. This is your first podcast. Now, I have a feeling we're going to be on many more after this.
I hope so. Hopefully
that in many more of these shows too. Hopefully, we get you on a rotation like we did Randall Floyd, since he's becoming big. He's like he's like hit the big leagues and like just forgot about us.
That's because he doesn't like you.
Oh, it's me.
He's told me that before. I just talked to him Thursday over at Subway. We had breakfast together.
Okay, cool.
And he said he just don't care for you too much.
Oh, well, okay. That makes sense. That's all right.
If you do good enough, we're always looking for a new main host.
Oh, gosh. It's running shtick. There you go. So tell us a little bit about when you, basically. Like, I know where you guys started, like as far as wrestling, training, all that stuff.
Well, honestly, it started back in 2017.
Okay.
Early 2017. So I'm coming up on my second year. I met Josh Ashcraft through a mutual friend, and he broke me off into the business, you know, helped me get my foot in the door to be able to train with OVW. I trained under Matt Capitelli.
Yes.
The man was amazing. He honestly made you feel like you could do anything.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate enough to be able to train under Matt Capitelli.
Hashtag Team Cap.
Right. Hashtag Team Cap. And then I got even luckier when I asked Rip if I could join his class, and he let me in. And so it's been a snowball effect ever since. You know, I've always wanted to train for OVW ever since I was younger. And when I moved down to Kentucky.
Where are you originally from?
Minnesota by way of Louisiana.
Okay.
I claim Minnesota because I grew up there. So.
So you're a Vikings fan?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
You know,
all right.
Last season broke my heart when we lost to the Eagles.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yes.
Stole.
Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
But yeah, I've always wanted to come to OVW. And when I moved down here, I didn't have the money to be able to do it. And so I fell into MMA, and I enjoyed it for the time being. And then it got to a point of where, you know, I got tired of getting hit in the face and stuff. And not that I sucked, because I have a strong right hook, as you can see. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And then that's, you know, when I met Ashcraft, and, you know, he got me in, you know, helped me out. And I've gotten a lot of pointers from a lot of good people. So it's been a blessing to be able to do it.
Yeah, you know, and that's neat, because a lot of times your story kind of reminds me of the old school stories where you used to meet someone that like got you involved. You know, you hear a lot of the guys were before, because it was so hard to get into. Now there's this, oh, I just started going to the wrestling school or whatever. But it's kind of cool you met Josh, and then he kind of like got you in and pushed you in the right direction a little bit. Yeah. And then, of course, having someone like Matt just motivate you and push you to the next level. I mean, Matt's the reason why, you know, I wish I would have done it years before he passed away, but he's the reason why I'm now getting involved in refereeing and doing those kind of things, because he's always said, look, just do it. You know, what are you doing? Just do it. Your opportunities are there.
Yeah.
And so because of that reason is why I'm like, you know what, I'm going for it. I'm doing it. I mean, it's awesome. He's definitely a motivator, and I'm so glad that you're one of the – we talked about having people. We've had other ones, Randy and, Jay Lee on the show that's been, you know – part of Matt's class and his footprint of what he does, his imprint he's put on people as far as moving into business. And I have a feeling in 10 years from now, we're going to be looking back going, oh yeah, not only is these RIP guys, these are Matt's guys too,
right.
You know,
right.
And it's going to be awesome to be a part of that and see that.
Sure he'll be really proud of you once you're able to count past two.
But whatever, I can count to 10. I can count to 2. I can. It
I know, but I heard you count to 10 before, and you left out like 6 numbers.
Oh, whatever.
All
right.
He misspelled all of them too.
So when did you have your first match? I was in training, but I mean, like in front of a crowd.
In front of a crowd. Like I said, it's really all been a blessing. You know, I actually got to have my first match. In E-Town, they needed an extra guy for a triple threat match, so I did that before my showcase. It was like 3 weeks before my showcase, I believe, and then my official debut was in June, I believe.
June, okay. June of 17?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now was that on? Was it OVW television, or was it just a dark match? Or
it was at my showcase.
Okay.
My showcase was my official debut, but I kept getting lucky because I had another match that following Wednesday. Who was my tag team partner? I forgot, but it was me and somebody versus the Bad Boys Club, and it was cool because Shane Andrews was actually my showcase match. So he's been someone that's really dropped a lot of knowledge on me as well, and it was great just, you know, being in the locker room with him. You know, the guy was just great to be around, and you know, he's always teaching you something. You know, I've had good matches with him, and I've also had bad matches with him because, you know, I was just so green and had nerves take over and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's always been one to steer me in the right direction, you know.
So, so now we get to the start of your career. Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's go back to your younger days, or what made you become a wrestling fan? Is there anything, a moment you remember, or has it always just been something you watched growing up?
Really, it's always just been something I watched growing up. One thing always point back to is, you know, being at home with my big brothers, and we would sit either in the living room or in our mother's bedroom on the bed watching Raw and SmackDown. And I watched a little bit of WCW. I wasn't allowed to watch ECW. I don't even think I knew ECW existed at the time because I was so young.
Yeah.
And I don't think they wanted me to be exposed to that
right
part of wrestling.
So is your family wrestling fans, like everybody as well?
Not necessarily. I know my brothers, you know, they have memories, you know, they have very fond memories. My older brother, his favorite, if I can recall, was Triple H growing up. My oldest brother, I do not recall his favorite wrestler, but I do remember he watched it with us as well.
So who would you say was your inspiration, your favorite wrestler, either then or, I mean, we'll get to now, it's later, but who was it then at the time?
Oh my God, I had a number of them from The Rock to Chris Jericho and the Hardy Boys,
uh-huh.
And Lita and Chyna. I loved Chyna. That was probably my first celebrity crush.
Okay, all right. And she showed all, too.
Oh, yeah.
if only I had one night with her to talk to her about
One night with China or in China?
Gosh dang.
Oh, my God. Now, I want to take back to you mentioned your training in MMA. Did you feel like that gave you a leg up when you were first starting in your training as a professional wrestler in terms of, like, footwork or getting a feel for working in a 20 by 20 squared circle or what?
That's actually a good question. I'm not used to those from you.
Yeah, you know what? It really did. If anything, the best thing it did for me besides get me in shape physically, because, you know, I'm not like, you know, I used to be a twig before I started MMA, and I put on a little bit of muscle, you know, got a little more tone, a little more athletic. And then, you know, now I'm just trying to get as good looking as I can. But, you know, it got me in shape. Footwork is somewhat different, you know, a little bit. But I think the best thing that MMA did for me is made me strong mentally.
Yeah.
All right. And obviously there's a big influx of MMA guys dating back to like the Attitude Era with guys like Ken Shamrock, Dan Severin. Did you watch any of those guys while you were in training to sort of get an idea of like maybe I should try to emulate their style, or do you want to be somebody different?
I really wanted to be somebody different, but people did tell me to go back and watch them. When I first started, for me it was like, you know, this is something I've always wanted to do. It was a new start for me, a new chapter, and so I always figured that, you know, I wanted to actually be a wrestler and not so much as try to emulate excuse me, not try to emulate what I did as a fighter. But honestly, it's really hard to get out of that habit, you know, of you know, that mentality of being a fighter.
Yeah, because some MMA fighters, from what I've seen, they get sort of stuck in that style, and I'm not sure if it's because it's what they're familiar with. Like, I see guys like Matt Riddle, Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey. Their style is all based on what they used to do in MMA. Like, Kurt Angle was an amateur wrestler.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle was a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I always find, like, the transition from MMA to pro wrestling fascinating because there's a lot of overlap despite what a lot of fans perceive as, you know, obviously real with getting hit in the face and getting choked out versus pro wrestling, where it's sort of like staged, but it's also a sport in the same sense.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean staged?
Like, you know,
we'll smarten you up later.
It's like, okay. I've always likened pro wrestling to like a hybrid of sport and theater, where obviously the wrestlers are world-class athletes. KTD's obviously an example of that himself, being an MMA fighter and the like. And then it's theater, whereas, you know, you got to cut promos, you got to put on a good show for the fans.
Okay, I thought you were saying it was fake.
what are you trying to bury me over here?
I'm sorry. I normally say that kind of crap for him. I apologize. It won't happen again.
This happens. He always tries to undermine my credentials, but I'll just have you know, like, as an MMA and pro wrestling fan myself, something like that always intrigues me with a guy like you on the show.
Yeah. You know,
you're definitely our MMA expert because I don't give. I'm not a.
You don't give to what?
No, I didn't say I don't give to nothing. Okay, I've just never followed that. I've followed boxing more than I have that. So I trust your opinion. I don't trust his opinion on anything.
And honestly, you know, I'm still trying to hone the craft. Heck, even as an MMA fighter, I'm still trying to hone that. So trying to take that and mix it in with wrestling, it's just like I have to double down on everything so, you know, I can so I can put both in sync, you know, and it like it's trying to utilize my mixed martial arts background with wrestling is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah. I can imagine. I mean, it's two different styles. I mean, of course, you see people like somebody like Ronda coming in now, and it's hard for her. I mean, yeah, she's getting it from an athletic standpoint, but the promo stuff. I mean, you can see it's taking a lot of time. And trust me, her WrestleMania match was amazing for what she did. And yes, they built the match around her. You can tell, but at the same time, it's taken time. She won't be. It'll be years before she ever will be, you know, as good as Charlotte or Sasha or someone like that or Becky. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I would be remiss if I did not mention that every OVW superstar that has come on this show shortly after has skyrocketed, and I don't know if it's been if it's been coincidence or it's just because they've been around greatness in you two, but it's happened. And I'm excited for where his career is going to go.
Well, it is we are the Asian Christian of OVW, where we skyrocket, we put the rocket on people and rocket launch them to the next level. I mean, that's what happens on hit their show with stars, and that's what happens here at OVW.
I'm just saying, because
that's why we are the official podcast of OVW.
Absolutely, because one thing I can say is, and you can attest to this, I'm the one that's been, we got to get him on the show. We got to get him on the show for months, and you've been like, I don't even know who he is. I'm joking. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to say that on there. Hey, you can cut that. You can edit that out.
Whatever. First of all, we sat down and had a. I mean, we met. I want to bring this up. We met at Capitelli's funeral. I think maybe before that a little bit, but we actually sat down and had a nice conversation and really got to know. And I got to know the man that is behind the gimmick, and it was nice. And so we became good friends from that moment. So I mean, yeah. I mean, I know who he was. Come on.
I know. I'm just joking with you a little bit. But here's what I want to say. Here's the compliment that I'm going to give you. As in any wrestling promotion, you've got the main event stars. Now, you've not been around long enough to really be considered that. And that's not a slight towards you. I'm just making a general observation. Yeah, yeah. So you got your main event guys, and then you got the guys that everybody pay to come see because they're their workers. They're the guys that bust their rear ends every night, and you are entertained by. They're talented, and that's what you are. When I come to an OVW event, it's good to see the war. I love the War Kings. They're my guys. They both follow me on Twitter. What's up, guys? I'm sure they listen. I'm pulling a Daniel. I'm sorry. That's your gimmick. I'm stealing your gimmick. And I love to see Michael Hayes and my guy Randall Floyd and guys like that. But I come to watch the workers, the ones that are trying to prove that this is what they want. They're hungry. They want to entertain. And there rarely are any of those guys that go on, for whatever reason, at OVW to – I may be saying this wrong, but there's rarely any guys that translate from the hard workers to the main event level. Again, I don't – maybe I'm saying that wrong, but they normally bring guys in, or it's very rare that they cultivate – their own. I don't know. I'm probably saying this wrong, but all I know is like guys like you, guys. Randall's like Randall Floyd, friend of the program. He's one of the guys that I can truly say here as of late. Once he's got that main event push, he's maintained. Justin Smooth too. They've maintained the hunger.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I can see a similar path for our friend here in the future. So
yeah, for sure, 100%.
That's no slight to anybody. Like I said, it probably came out wrong. I didn't mean to say like, oh, OVW doesn't cultivate their own stars or anything. I just mean like,
no.
The work ethic. Normally, you see guys get complacent when they get on.
Well, they do.
That's what I meant to say. Well, cut everything else out and just play that part.
No.
Once you get those guys that get that main event slot, they become lazy and complacent, and they're just glad to be there.
Well, that's why those guys are no longer in OVW, too, as well.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Al
knows
what
he... I just want to make sure I straighten myself, because it kind of sounded like I was just taking a huge jump on OVW, and they're my favorite promotion, so I wouldn't do that.
And not to knock what Danny has done over the years, but it's kind of the reason, you know, Danny needed to sell and have Al come in, and so that was kind of the reason why I was excited for Al to take over, is for it's new blood, it's someone that's been there, done that, that's going to get OVW back on the path it was years ago. And Danny he was ready to retire and stand back. And it's okay. That's okay to do that. Sometimes people say they wish Vince would finally do that and let Triple H and Shane take over or whatever. So, and one day that'll happen. And that was the right move for OVW standpoint, from Danny's aspect, from Al's aspect, and everyone else involved with the Gladiator Sports Network. Is that the who now is like the parent owner of OVW. So it's great. It's big things ahead, and it's because of things like this. No one's being complacent. No one's sitting there. They're busting their tail. They're working hard. They're staying hungry. And if they're not, they know what the door is.
You can tell that the last few Saturday night specials that I've attended, and I say last few, I'm going to say last six, you could tell that the competition is getting better, that hunger is showing from a lot of people, whether it's in the opening match all the way to the main event.
Right.
It's happening. Right. As a lifelong fan of OVW, I love to see this happening, because OVW's had a lot of ups and just like any promotion, you have your ups and downs.
Yeah,
We're in the midst of an up, and I want it to go even higher. And I think with
it will
with guys like KTD and Randall Floyd and the other guys like we've mentioned time and time again, that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you so when it comes to like now being involved in storylines and getting these different angles and matches and stuff of that nature, do you find yourself like, I don't know, kind of that whole surreal moment sometimes? Like, am I really doing this? Like, you know, is this really it?
Oh, yeah. It is. It's very surreal. I tell people all the time how amazing it is. And there will be times where I'm just walking through the locker room and I'm thinking to myself, I'm having an out of body experience.
Yeah,
right.
And it's just like I can't believe I'm here. I'm wrestling in the same ring as John Cena, Randy Orton. You know, Big Show even came through there. Mark Henry, The Miz. You know, mm-hmm. so many guys that have come through there, and now I'm here. I'm on the same path as them, and then just to think, literally. 10 years ago, a little bit over 10 years ago, I'm sitting there, you know, watching these matches on the internet, you know, looking, you know, before I made the decision that I wanted to go to Ohio Valley Wrestling, you know, I was sitting there thinking, you know, looking for wrestling, different wrestling schools to get into, and you know, just to think, you know, that guys that that I was watching on TV, you know, 10 years ago, I've shaken hands with them, you know, I've learned from them, you know, they've taken the time to pull me to the side and, you know, give me advice, you know, mm-hmm. and tell me what I need to focus on and what I should do. So it's very surreal, you know, and I hope that I can be the same way to other people, you know,
yeah.
to people that come after me, to kids, you know, all do that.
Go ahead. Thank you. It's just amazing because, you know, he named just a few, but like let's just CM Punk, John Morrison, Brock Lesnar, Batista, Shelton Benjamin. The list goes on and on. And I'm not trying to slight anybody, but like the people he mentioned, the people I mentioned, those are some of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
John Cena too.
No, right? I said some of. John's a very fine gentleman now that he's not on TV every week winning every match. That's right. The nicest thing I've said about him in a long time.
Anyways, okay, one of my questions I was going to ask here was in regards to people coming in right now, because Al's bringing in a lot of people to help, not only help the talent with seminars and whatnot, but also just the show itself, the star power. You know, Tommy Dreamer, Billy Gunn, Hurricane Helms, and that's just a couple. I mean, we haven't even Abyss and who's, you know.
The War Kings.
Yeah, War Kings. I mean, so these guys now... Are you going to them at all and saying, hey, you know, you got any advice? Obviously advice, but are they, you know, after your matches and saying, did you see anything? Did you do, you know?
Oh yeah, it's actually really encouraged that,
yeah.
you know, we go up there, you know, not just act weird, even though I naturally act weird regardless. So it's a lost cause for me, but you know, but it is very much encouraged, you know, to go up to them, you know, ask them if they watch your match, ask them to watch your match, you know, get advice from them. And and you know, I do you know, I don't try to bombard them, because you know, when they come, they have shows, you know, mm-hmm. they're getting ready, you know, I wait till the right time, you know, after
right.
the show, you know, maybe before the show, you know. But it is very much encouraged.
Yeah. Even me as a ref, I try to do the same thing. And so it is encouraging when you have somebody such a veteran like Apollo, oh, yeah. or, you know, anybody, you know, been in the business for a couple of years even, that can help you out and give you some solid advice. So it's always good to grab those eyes, especially someone like Tommy Dreamer and Billy Gunn, people that's been at the top of the top, elite, you know, and is able to come down and say, hey, yeah, this is how you get there. You know,
yep.
this is what you need to do.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome. JK, you got anything? It looks like you were ready to ask a question.
Not right now.
Just checking. All right. So
I actually have something I want to address. I want to address the fact that I added you on social media over a week ago, and you still haven't accepted me as a friend.
Honestly, people have been sending me so many.
Oh, I'll requests. Do it. I mean, if you can, I didn't mean to interrupt. If you can sit here.
Let me.
If you can
he's
sit
gonna do
here.
It right now.
Let me change that right
Look,
now.
Look, he's going to go in and do it right
Man.
Now.
If you can sit here and name drop.
You name dropped more than me. I named one person today, and it was irrelevant. It was in this conversation. It was important to talk about.
Name one person I've name dropped that was of not of relevance.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I okay, said, I was did, Jeremy, did that's dropping. Why Randall Floyd don't like you.
Jeremy, I'm actually sort of disappointed in you.
I'm not.
Here's why. We were talking before we just started this podcast, and I mentioned to Jeremy that his phone was blowing up for various reasons we won't disclose. But
look at that.
I told
We've been friends for months, by the way. Fair I don't enough. Know what just. I don't know. Why
I don't either.
So
that
long.
Actually makes me. But again, though, you know, maybe he just thought you were just a simple fan.
here he goes, putting himself over again.
Yeah. But yes. Well, as he the first time that I met him, I don't know if you remember this. It was at OVW 1000. Well, the first time we had a detailed conversation, and I was sitting there joking on my wife, joking on my nieces, and he was like, "You sound like a real natural hill," and I'm like, "Yeah, I am." I said, I have this little wrestling podcast that I co-host. Oh, for real? I was like, yeah, Ringside Podcast. He's like, I know who y'all are. I listen to y'all.
Yeah.
So
I vaguely remember that conversation. I remember saying that, you know, yeah.
So I'm a natural hill. I mean, I wasn't even trying to be a hill that night. I was just being me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but yeah, my phone always blows up, JK. So
yeah, him and I sort of came to an agreement that he went and checked his phone, and all of a sudden he feels the need to check Facebook and sort of call out our guest here if you're not accepting a friend request.
I mean, honestly,
that's unprofessional.
That's unprofessional.
But I mean, how dare you do that?
I just did.
Honestly, you owe this man an apology.
I apologize. I mean, what could be worse? I guess I could try to start dating a girl and invite her to be on my podcast. That would be worse.
Who's dating a girl and being on a podcast? I'm sorry.
My bad. Anyway.
He's you've looked at me when you said that.
Threatening to bring in a Yoko Ono.
I guess
that's
so.
That's what he's threatening to do.
Nice Beatles reference. All right.
What's up, Fire?
I'm not dating Fire.
I know. I'm joking.
Good.
That's a running joke. That's my girl.
It's a running joke. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Shayna. Fire and Ice will be back on next week's episode. All right. Anyways, so now when it comes to, you know, wrestling-wise, okay, obviously you've been wrestling for a little over a year now, as you stated. And you have a lot more to do, a lot more matches, a lot more things to happen in your career. But right now, I know this is the last question I ask, but I'm going to make this in the middle. What has been your best match or favorite match you've wrestled in?
Oh, that's a strong one, hard one. I don't know.
Yeah, same one. Thanks, man.
Honestly, there's just so many good matches that I've had, like, in just like the short time. It's hard to say, honestly. Really, I'm just going out there, just living life, you know,
doing your thing.
And if I'm just having fun, I'm having fun.
Is there a certain opponent that, or, you know, someone you can dance with that, like, you know what, I love getting in the ring with this person because they legit, we always have good chemistry?
Shiloh Jones.
Okay.
You know, I've had some really good matches with Shiloh Jones. He's the guy. He's great. He's entertaining.
Yeah, he is. He's very entertaining.
Yes.
We're gonna get him on the show eventually too. But yeah, he's very entertaining. He's a good. I can tell. You know, when he's out there, he's giving it his all. Like he's not pulling back. He's not holding punches. Like he's legit, all in. No pun intended, I guess. But he's all in on that character, and I really hope that gimmick character, whatever, like, lasts because it works for him. It really does.
Yeah, it's not a gimmick or a character. That's him. That's him. Him.
Yeah, that's him. But yeah, so I mean, you know what? That's good. I like to. I wouldn't mind seeing you all one day battling for the. One of the titles, you know, why not? You know, he is the current champion right now. Isn't he the Anarchy champion?
He lost it to Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, he lost to Tommy Dreamer?
Spoiler alert. I'm sorry, guys. He lost it to Tommy Dreamer on Saturday.
Oh, see, I wasn't at Saturday Night Special.
I was there.
I didn't know he lost it to Tommy Dreamer. He lost it to Tommy.
You want to talk about unprofessional.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
I love this product. I don't even keep up with it, though, but I love it.
I wasn't at the Saturday Night Special. It's not recorded. I wasn't there.
I can't. Speaking of, we're going to throw another quick plug their way.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for the Gladiator Fight Network to become available on Roku and other smart TV, Apple TV and stuff.
Yep.
As a person who recently has cut the cable cord and I moved to DirecTV Now, they don't offer WBKI. So I can't, I have to attend, which I attend anyway. So it's really not been that big of a problem. but I can't watch it when I can't get it. So when Ted came on the show a couple weeks ago and told us that that was going to be available on Roku and other smart TV avenues, I was absolutely pumped, and I can't wait for that. It said it should happen any day now. Yeah. So,
and you know what? I'm gonna put this over for a split second.
No, you can do whatever you want. This is your time.
This is your show.
The more you talk, the less he does. We're good.
Yeah, you know, for those of you that can't watch it on TV, we do upload. Right now, we're uploading all our episodes except for 1000. You gotta go through the Fight app to get that. You can watch every episode on YouTube on the official Ohio Valley Wrestling YouTube.
There we go.
Yeah, so. It's pretty cool.
So I can still get that on my TV.
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
I've got the YouTube app on all of them.
When does it go live? The week after? Or
usually we upload sometime Sunday.
After the airs on Saturday?
Yeah. Okay, Sunday, Monday. It's usually Monday and Tuesday.
So Monday and Tuesday, I mean, you know, you can go up there. There you go, Jen.
How did I not know that?
Subscribe.
I don't know.
This is extremely valuable information.
Here's what you do. You go to the YouTube. You put it in YouTube.com. You go to the OVW's official site. You hit subscribe. That's number one. Number two, you go to the Ringside Podcast YouTube page. You subscribe. That's number two.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I don't like listening to you talk now. Why would I want to go back and listen to you later?
It's YouTube, so you get to watch and you get to see Fire and Ice.
So then I have to look at YouTube?
No, you get to see Fire and Ice.
All I have to do, though, is get on my YouTube TV app on my TV, and I can go and do the same thing. I'm just giving everybody out there another avenue. You can get on your smart TV, get on the YouTube app, do the same thing that he just said. So,
and subscribe to Ringside because that's what you want to do.
Well, yeah, everybody else, not me.
So you can watch Fire and Ice.
Not subscribing.
And you can see
Hot Chicks. I don't want to see you any more than I have.
I said Hot Chicks. I didn't say me. And then you can subscribe. The most important thing, subscribe
to
OVW.
Stop calling them Hot Chicks.
All right. You know what? I'm jumping in the party right now because he's wearing it. And he's wearing it. You can go to Car and Elbow Brand, the best damn wrestling apparel brand in the world. And when you use the promo code RINGSIDE, you save 10% off your order.
I mean, you do.
There you go.
He just, did the spot, and I didn't even prepare for
it.
He
commandeered the entire show, and we love it.
But that's right. When you go to collarandelbowbrand.com and you use promo code RINGSIDE, you save 10% on your entire order. Even when they have clearance, like right now they have things on sale that you can get that are already cheap, but then you can get 10% off that when you use promo code RINGSIDE.
Yeah,
so why not?
Yeah, KTD's wearing that ECW-styled shirt right now.
Yes, I love that shirt. I love that version.
This is probably the
that's
best
it,
one
Chief.
I want to get the flannel one next. I got to get a hoodie.
My favorite one that I've got is actually the Zach T. Like the Zach Morris looking 90s.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything at Collar and Elbow is super comfortable, super, super great. Like you got it. Just go there, guys. Great for working out, great for wearing to the store, sleeping in, whatever you want
to
do. Just wear Collar and Elbow.
Maybe.
To a wedding? Yes, to a wedding. Why not?
Figure it out. You know, you'll figure it out somehow. You'll incorporate.
That's what we need. We need Rod and Al to make a tuxedo Collar and Elbow shirts for weddings.
And you know what? Well, I don't like talking about Christmas before Thanksgiving because I just think it's ridiculous.
Thank you.
My Christmas is going up this weekend, though.
But there's also the Collar and Elbow Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater.
Yes, there is.
I'm going to
get one. It is. You've got to get one of those. And use promo code RINGSIDE. You save 10%. And you help the Ringside Podcast out. And you're helping yourself out in the long run. But also don't forget, speaking of sponsors, Allen's One Touch Photography, when you use them right now and you go and you mention Ringside to them on Facebook, just go to Allen's One Touch Photography on Facebook. You tell them you heard it on Ringside, you save 20% off your order, off your set with them. Whatever you order, whether you have them come out and do your wrestling show, whether you have them do your Christmas pictures, whatever it may be you want them to do, you're going to save 20%. Why not use them? And you get professional, amazing pictures at the same time, right?
Absolutely. We're just little business helping other little businesses. So,
exactly.
Well, Collar and Elbow is a big business, but we try to help the little ones out too, is what I was trying to say.
Exactly. So, okay. So now, as far as matches, what would be your favorite match you've ever seen, witnessed? Overall.
Oh, my God. My favorite one that I've ever seen would probably be the Raw after WrestleMania, John Cena versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
I absolutely loved that match. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Notice how one of them is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and the other one is another great wrestler of all time. John Cena. His one of his greatest matches he's ever seen involved John Cena.
That's hard for me to...
You know what? Honestly, I know John Cena, he gets a lot of flack, you know, because he's John Cena, you know, he got pushed really hard, but the man, he worked really hard, you know, he earned what he has, and the man draws a lot of money, and love him or hate him, he puts asses in seats, excuse my language.
No, you can say as much
it's
as
a PG environment, Robert.
You can say asses if you want to, okay.
Know, well, he puts asses in seats because people either want to see him win or they want to see him lose. So he makes money one way or another, and he makes WWE money, and his comedy movies are great when he's in them. I loved him in Daddy's Home 1 and 2. Sorry, had to say it.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Blockers was a funny movie too.
Yeah, Blockers was great. He did a great job. Hey,
he's one of my favorite actors.
He's turning into he's actually, you know, turning into a decent actor.
Hey, one of my favorite matches involves John Cena too. It was when Brock beat the piss out of him for a minute and a half at a SummerSlam. That was great.
All right.
I know John Cena is a really funny dude. Like KTD said, I watched. I think it was his Wired interview where they did like autofill Google interviews.
Yeah,
John Cena's got the best deadpan humor I have ever seen in my life.
But the funny thing about it is he's an interesting, different kind of guy too. As well,
he now has the most devastating finish in the business with the lightning fist.
Oh, the sixth move of doom.
The sixth move of doom.
I love it.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I love it.
He did it to Jimmy Fallon, too. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He hit Jimmy Fallon with it.
Turn it off.
Wow.
You know what my favorite move is he does?
What's that?
What do they call it, JK, when he leaves the ring after a match?
Winning.
That's.
I mean,
after he wins?
He's not wrong.
That's
he's not wrong. when he's not on TV or when he's on TV, you just can't see him. God. All right. So I know you're short on time here. So we gotta wrap this up here. So as far as that match, is there anybody that you've met? Now, of course, we dropped a few people that's coming OVW, but overall, is your fandom like you've had a mark out moment? Anybody you've met where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just met so and so and got to talk with them.
Honestly, it probably just about everybody. And that, I'm gonna say everybody in that locker room, you know, because like you said, there's a time when I was on the other side of the barrier, and so to be on the wrestler side of the barrier,
right.
Or on the other side of the curtain, so to speak, it's great, you know, just like it's just amazing, you know, and it's hard, or almost hard, it's weird being able I'm at a loss for words, honestly.
What
a great politically correct answer, because the second he named somebody in that locker room, they would have heard this and started giving him crap about so I heard that I was your hero. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's just great. I love everybody in that locker room because we're one big weird dysfunctional family, whether you've only wrestled for whether you've only wrestled for OVW or it's somebody that's been to WWE and come back, you know, and gone to WWE again and then come back, you know, TNA, New Japan, you know, it's just, you know, the wrestling world, it's obviously it's full of, we're all douchebags, to be honest with you, but you know, it's a big dysfunctional family, you know, and that's something that I just love. So I mark out about everybody.
Have you ever seen The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman.
I've seen
the honest trailers for Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if that counts or not.
So The Greatest Showman, what I love about the movie, not only is it just an amazing movie, musical or whatever, and that's an uplifting movie, but what's great about it is that it depicts the circus, which is basically what pro wrestling is. It's a circus.
Oh, yeah.
And it shows the family-oriented of how you all work together, you're a family, and how you have people that hate it and think it's weird and want to make fun of it, but you have people that love it and go and get entertained and enjoy what it is for the show that it is. But I love how they come together, and they are a family. They are this type family, and that's what pro wrestling is. It's this and people say, oh, it's fake, it's phonies, whatever, but there's a line in the movie where he's like, yeah, but And the smile on the faces are not fake. The smile on the faces are, you know, the entertainment aspect of it is not fake. And so that's what I love about, you know, that when I think about that movie, I think about wrestling. That's what it is. It's a circus. It's a dysfunctional family, but we're great when you come together. It is a family oriented type of situation, and we're all crazy. We're all crazy for being fans. We're all crazy for being in the being workers, whatever. And there's nothing better than that out there. You know, as far as
I could feel like, or I probably do. You know, I could hate your guts. You know, but you know, there's really nobody I hate in that locker room, you know. We'll disagree with each other, we'll butt heads, you know, but that's what a family is. But at the end of the night, I can't do it without you.
Exactly.
And that's if there's one thing that Al has pushed hard when it comes to all of us being in that locker room, you know, we're in this together. We need each other, you know, in this business, you know, or in the sport. You know, it's in what we do, we need each other.
Yeah.
And so when I go out there, you know, I'm gonna have the time of my life, and I hope you have the time of your life. You know,
exactly.
We're for the fans, you know, that come to see us, you know, that you know can't see us, that wait till we upload our episodes on YouTube. You know, I hope they have the time of their life too. You know,
so
I want him to answer a question for me real quick before we wrap things up.
This might be the question I'm gonna ask. Maybe we're on the same page.
Probably not, because I don't like you. So here's what I want you to explain to everybody out there. I want you to explain to them how you got here tonight. Not from a wrestling. I want you to tell them how you got to my house tonight to record this podcast, because God, that's an awesome story that I want everybody to know about. Go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, real quick. Go ahead, KTD.
KTT, yeah.
KTT. Who the hell's KTT?
I did it on purpose. Sorry.
Yeah, you did.
I did. KTD. All right.
DTKA.
GTA? What?
Konnichiwa. I didn't know when we started speaking a different language, but.
Nani?
Okay, so I put in the address on my GPS. My GPS say go this way, go that way, go left, go right. And it takes me.
And for the record, you don't have an iPhone, right?
No, I don't have an iPhone.
Right, but for the record. Okay. Just making sure.
Just so y'all know, if I read a Wikipedia page, you can put on there in my personal life section that I prefer Android to iPhone.
my man.
Okay. All right. And you too?
No. I'm Apple everything. Loser.
Wait. Oh, that is an iPad right there, isn't it?
Apple everything.
I have an iPad,
I'm Apple everything. Dude,
Annie, it's okay. You're breaking my heart.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's okay. He breaks his phone as well.
Never broke my phone. Never once broke my phone.
Lies told on the podcast.
Let's get this back on. So Daniel hits me up and he's like, he's sitting out in front of your house. Can somebody go get him? And I'm like, oh crap.
He calls me. This is part of the story. He calls me and goes, and I'm on my way. I'm like, well, he goes, am I at the right place? Is this the number? I was like, I think that is. It's actually Jeremy's house, you know, area 55.
Yep.
So it was actually his house. I was like, that's where we record. So I believe that sounds right, but I can't look at it because I'm at the moment. I was like, but here, describe it to him. He's like, a bunch of cars. Like, well, that sounds right. We'd be that many cars there. Yeah, that's it. So go ahead. And so then
I tell JK, I'm like, it's classic Daniel. The guest gets here before him. So I go. I'm like, oh, crap. It's every single freaking time.
Nope.
So, yes. So I get up. I walk outside, and I'm like, I don't see anybody anywhere.
And the best part was there were two cars that passed it up his house before KTD actually arrived.
Yeah, so I'm like, where's he at? So go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. So I walk up to this house with like four or five cars in front of it, and the garage door opens, and this little girl, well, she's I guess she was an adult, I don't know, but she walks out. I'm like, I'm here for the podcast. Is Daniel Spencer here? Is Jeremy here? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, just get back in my car. I can't imagine how terrified she was to see a stranger just kind of walk up, you know, to her garage. Like, you know, she's like, I'm in the middle of her driveway. Henry Garage Wars is coming up, so I'm like, okay, all right. So Daniel called them. You know, they're coming out to meet me. You know,
right.
And it's just like, okay, so why is this guy sending his daughter out or whatever? It's weird. You know?
It really was the perfect rib without trying to do a rib.
Right, it was. We the only rib you, but then they rib me because then he's like, no one's out of here, I promise you. So I'm trying to call you back.
But he wasn't. He pulled up.
I understand that. But I'm trying to call you back, and I think you didn't answer right away. I'm going, oh, well, then maybe he's there. So then I'm texting him and going, he's still not here. And I'm going, what? So at this point, I'm almost driving down his street, and I pull in. And I see another car that I don't recognize. I was like, that has to be his car. So I pull in, and I was like, yeah, that has to be KTD's
car. Gosh dang it. Which one's your mind?
Sorry, it's a tongue twister.
I just wanted to mess it up again.
No, he didn't.
So it's my gimmick now. So I look up, and all of a sudden, I see you standing in the drive. I'm like, they ribbed me. He's been right here the whole stinking time.
You wanted to know the honest to God truth is I was probably more terrified than that young girl was. For obvious reasons, you know, I was far more terrified than she was. I was like, okay, all right, I'm not having a seat anywhere. I'm going back to my car and turning in the opposite direction.
Well, you know, luckily though, you made it here. You got here, and everything worked out just fine. But yeah, that was pretty funny. We did not try to play a rib on you because you had the correct address. I blame it on the Android and not having an iPhone. That's what I'm gonna say. That's it.
My Google Maps have never failed me.
Google Maps are great. I have it on my iPhone, too.
Right, that's what Android users use. We don't use...
Oh,
do you
okay.
think there's some special Android maps that we all go
Probably.
Through? There's like this little green dude that's like, hey, take a left.
We have a special Apple Maps, so why not?
Right.
And it works every time. It always tells me what time I'm getting somewhere when I'm using the GPS. It literally, on the nose, I make it there just...
I kind of feel like, you know, whenever you put in directions... For your GPS on your iPhone, it probably asks for your credit card information too. Because that's why I can't get into Apple products. They're way too restrictive. They want to know
Big Brother's watching, but guess what? They're right. watching on the Androids too, though.
That's true too.
They watch on.
Yeah, but you
too.
Can look. The reason why I won't go Apple is because I'm too cheap. I don't want to pay for my own music. Oh. I can create my own ringtones on my Android.
Jeremy, that's what Spotify's for.
I can do that. My own ringtones too. You got to know how to do it. All right. So real quick, a couple more questions and short ones. Okay. Anybody who in the current WWE roster, or just say nowadays with Ring of Honor and TNA, who in the, I guess, stardom that you would love to be able to work with one day to have a match with?
Ooh, that's another hard one. Because you know what, right now, it's weird because I'm not even really thinking that far ahead.
Well, it's okay.
Even though it's not even like that far off, but I can tell you right now, like hands down, the one person that I would love to have a match with is my case. If you want to know one person that really is a big inspiration to me, it is my case.
So you went straight up OVW on that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'd love to see him wrestle Daniel Bryan myself.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, so I was going to ask you OVW-wise, but that's okay. So, but is there anybody in the WWE that you would want to have a match with right now? You'd love to work with? I mean, obviously, probably anybody you would take, but I'm just saying, like, who would be your dream? Oh, gosh, I got to get in the ring with them.
It would either be Daniel Bryan or AJ Styles.
Okay.
You know, I would have to
perfect choices.
Honest to God, you know how much training I would have to do to keep up with them. You know, they've got it. They've got it down packed.
Oh man, they're good talent.
Days out the week.
Yeah, we're for sure.
We're interrupting JK's Tinder time right now.
It's okay. Anybody in the swipe left? Anybody in the like local scene that's not in OVW that you've seen, like in, I don't know if you watch or keep up with the local indies, but is there anybody you can think of that's not in OVW you say I love to have them in OVW and work with them? Local talent?
Trent Ware. I believe that's his name.
Trent Ware. Okay.
The Truth, Trent Ware. He's a great guy. He's actually been wrestling. I believe he's been wrestling for close to 10 years, but he looks younger than me.
Okay.
He's come in and he's worked with OVW a couple times over. He's been to a few seminars, and he's just a great guy. You know, has a great attitude. So I hope the next time he does pop up in OVW that I do get the chance to work with him.
Okay, all right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. and having you on. And I know, like we talked about, you know, we're going to get you on in the future again. And then, like I said, I have a feeling you'll be on multiple podcasts before. Just when you make it the big time, don't forget about a Ringside podcast.
I won't. I'll get a Ringside podcast and a Ringside podcast shirt and wear that.
There you go. Yeah. That we can make that happen.
Don't forget about them. Don't forget about me.
We can make that happen. We can give you a Ringside podcast shirt for you to wear. Now, you know, it'd be nice to all of a sudden appear on OVW-TV one day.
It just might. I mean,
there's no chance they clear that with them trying to get their collar and elbow stuff out. Maybe we can get a collar and elbow ringside.
That's being worked out.
Okay.
That's the most ambitious crossover of all time.
we're working that out.
Until the Arrowverse crossover happens this season, I'm a comic book nerd, guys.
Yes. We got to have a podcast about that now.
Into the what now? What did you
say? The Arrowverse.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotcha.
Green
gotcha.
Arrow, Supergirl, yeah. Flash.
I'm a huge Superman fan, so I'm DC. I'm not Marvel. I'm a DC guy.
I'm both, you know. All comic book are created equal. Sometimes.
Although,
he does not discriminate. I like
Give me the comic books that has a TV show. The Walking Dead, man. This past week, I don't know if y'all Walking Dead fans, but man, it was a crazy, wild, crazy episode. So I'm just throwing that out there.
No.
I'm so lost with The Walking Dead, and I would love to watch it, but it's just like there's so much going on. It's weird. It's hard to keep up with it now.
Well,
you know, and Instagram spoils it for me too. So
yeah, I got into it a season or so ago, and I started by watching all of them on Netflix, and I literally binge watched 3 weeks of 4 weeks, 99 episodes that far, and then caught up with the new season. So I mean, it's on Netflix other than the new stuff, but you could catch up. But so KTD, we can find you on the Twitter and the Instagram. Where can we find you at? What's your handle?
KD. T Dunn. See, you see where the confusion is there?
See, look at that.
KD T Dunn. So it was like Cardaniel, so KARDANIL. So it's KD.
Oh, look at he just gave out a shoot name, like right there.
That's cool. Yeah, depending on the announcer, that's what they usually announce me.
You're on Twitter too?
Yeah, yeah, I really don't.
He follows Ringside Podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't really get into Twitter. I don't even really get into Facebook that much. I have a fan page on Facebook, but I haven't updated it in a minute, which I should, but I rarely update my my personal page, and then I think I'm more active with Instagram than anything.
It's easier.
I'm lazy. I'm a lazy social media is.
Hey, it's probably for the best personally.
Yeah, he's not
like right there.
He's all mad that he's not.
Right
he doesn't.
There.
You don't follow him this time, so you can't argue.
What are you talking about?
You just hit the follow button.
You
I just
can't
watched
prove that.
You.
There's
I
no
just,
video coverage
yep,
of that.
It was video right here on this iPad. Thank you very much. All right.
Yeah, it's
so,
trash.
But at KDT Dunn.
KDTDUNN. Get it right.
All right.
There I know. It's a little trippy. I like to keep my social media names simple, you know.
Exactly.
And
that's,
like
that's
the same
branding.
Across the board if
exactly.
I can do that.
Got
that's
it.
I also have a Snapchat, but I think Snapchat is just the dumbest thing ever. So don't even attempt to hit me up on Snapchat.
We'll just keep the Twitter and the Instagram.
It's for the listeners.
You can find us on the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Facebook at Ringside Podcast. Individually on Twitter, I'm at Daniel Spencer.
I'm at Jeremy _CSZ.
At Cougar Mania.
I missed the brother. You should have done the brother because you're Hogan today. What happened? That was your gimmick. That was your moment to say brother.
Gimmick change on the Twitter handle soon, possibly, brother.
Oh, he's no longer going to be Cougar Mania.
His gimmick is split personality.
That's it. That's his gimmick.
He can't change his Twitter handle.
If you're a Dolphins fan, you would have a split personality, right? Oh, I can't say
coming
that.
From the glue factory of the NFL, that's precious.
Oh, boy.
NFL, I like fights more, puppets fight.
It's okay. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, you can get us all on the podcast avenues, the Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you can just go to ringsidepodcast.com and listen that way. And we appreciate all the support, all the listens. Don't forget to subscribe to us, not only on those options, but also on our YouTube page once again at youtube.com/ringside.
I just found out we had a YouTube page last week.
You knew we had one. Ringside/ringsidepodcast. If you catch the next Fire and Ice episode. Also, this week, we just uploaded the girls, Fire and Ice, talking about evolution. So it's a longer episode. It's pretty cool. So check that out. We appreciate it. And also, subscribe to OVW Television on YouTube as well, too. Shout out to OVW. At OVWWrestling.com.
Absolutely.
OVW
you can't forget them. I mean, yep. you can forget KTD, but you cannot forget that.
I didn't forget KTD.
I'm sorry, KDT. DDT, whatever it was you called them earlier.
DDP?
ABC.
I'll take DDP.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, in the meantime, in between time.
Until next time, you can catch us ringside.
See ya.
Trauma strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No.